Yesterday I had an experience. I was sitting here in during the evening discussions and meditating and listening to questions and answers, and the awareness was pretty good. It was receiving all the incoming sensations and sort of calm and peaceful state of mind developed. And yeah, it was like this for a while. And then I noticed some person, and this triggered an imagine conversation in which Loba was involved, Loba. And mine got lost in this conversation for a few moments, just for a few moments. And well, very soon it realized that it got lost, so it came back, the awareness came back. And however, this peaceful state of mind was already fading. So at that time, clear understanding arise that this was because of the defilement with which awareness was involved.
Tu ne adi ma ti ase ni rong ti thai bro na thong bro ti am man ni re re tadi tha ni re sai ka do lo nyin la re re pi lo lu ti yak ko tu mien lu chi lai da kha ma
feel like though
tweet like though tu a tweet tuk paw la de yin no tu zaka pyo ni da tuk tu a tweet a chang a tweet pyan paw la de loba sait ba de de ai a tweet de ko khana pa wa de a lo tadi ya lut twa de pyan tadi ya de a chei ma a ku na ngain ni de a chei ni ya yoe la bi a chei ma tu thabaw paw de de kilita win la ro de lo
yes right
And it felt like quite an important realization, because it showed me or my mind that how even a simple glimpse of non-awareness or involvement with defilement can literally destroy these wholesome qualities that we are trying to develop or uncover.
သူပြောတယ်အဲ့ဒီဟာညံဖြစ်တယ်လို့သူပြောတယ်သူသဘောပေါက်တယ်လို့ပြောတယ်အဲ့ဒါအရေးကြီးတဲ့ညံလို့ထင်တယ်တဲ့ဘာဆိုတော့သူကမြင်လိုက်တယ်ဒီကိလေသာခဏဝင်လာရင်တောင်မှဟိုကောင်းကိုမွေး
ထားတဲ့အားကိုစားတဲ့
ကောင်းတဲ့အခြေအနေတွေကပျက်စီးသွားတယ်ဆိုတော့ပျက်စီးစေတယ
်ဟုတ်တယ်ဒါလည်းလိုတာပဲအရေးကြီးပါတယ
် Yep that's important too
ဆိုတော့အဲ့တော့ကိုမွေးထားတဲ့အားတွေကအဲ့လိုမကြမကြအဲ့ကိလေသာတိတိလေးတွေခဏခဏဖြည့်နေကုန်ရော
Yeah, that's right. He says, so, you know, we make so much effort to be mindful and gather momentum. And he says, when all these little defilements come in, it's like leaking energy, you know. We try to gather energy and then these defilements make it leak. Yeah,
leak out.
And the more time we give to the defilements, the harder it is to fill up the tank because it keeps leaking.
Eipaw na phak kaw sia lo khana na byo tamay mwe yin cha sa yin
tamay mwe ni
tamay mwe lai cha la sa ba le tamay mwe cha sa tamay bra ma pi ma lo eipaw na phak kaw tu lo
eipaw na phak
haw kaw lo ataw the le
ya
paw
ya in Burmese
di ma amyai the na phak ma yu ni le
but in Burmese there are sayings like the deer gives birth, but the lion keeps eating, so the deer population cannot grow. Or you have a bag with a hole, and you're catching frogs, so you keep putting in frogs, but the frogs keep jumping out because of the hole. So you kind of like cannot benefit fully from what you are trying to gather.
Yeah. So that was yesterday and today. Well, during the day, I had the feeling that I'm losing sort of, or the awareness is getting sort of weaker, or so like I was working outside, for example, or doing some working meditation. And only after finishing the work, I realized I was not very, very aware, very mindful
during the work.
So it was like this. It was like this most of the day, more or less, but the mind was aware that that the mindfulness is not that well, let's say.
He says we're always practicing, and of course practice goes up and down. He says if we notice early that the practice is going down, then at least we can sort of investigate, and that brings in awareness.
I was trying to investigate a little bit, but then I realized
again.
I was checking.
And also take care of your quality of awareness. You always take care of your quality of awareness. Then you can see this going down.
Yeah, I was giving the mind various questions to raise an interest, sort of. Then I somehow realized that maybe there is not enough effort, sort of. So I started to a little bit more pay attention if there is if the mind is sort of doing this its job or if it's
to some zanne the detail number waria po thare number sait ka lout ne la lo lai chi de tu lout to tu ka tu ro lout chi ne da bo
And I decided, well, it was not, I was not able to sit for a long time, like sitting meditation, just several minutes or 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then I had to do something else. It was there was a little bit impatience, so I decided to go for a longer walk. So, and well, during this longer walk, it somehow got better. The awareness was again getting stronger slowly, and it was quite a long walk. On the way there, there were some ideas because one of the yogis here took a picture of a snake, so there were some thoughts about snakes in the area and so on, and so I was cautious when walking during the walk whether there is not any snake somewhere.
Yeah,
and then on the way back, I forgot about the snakes, and when I was close to the center, I saw it felt that the awareness was quite good. When I was close to the center already, I noticed smoke coming up, like from fire or something. And so I looked there, and while I was walking, I was still walking and looking up, and mindfulness probably was not that good, because suddenly I looked down and there was a snake on the road, so I almost got a heart attack, you know, got a heart attack.
ခုလို့ဆရာရှိပြီသူနည်းနည်းစိတ်မရှိဖြစ်နေသူနိုင်ရှိရှိသွားရှောက်တယ်တတိတေချထားပြီးတော့လမ်းရှိရှိရှောက်တော့ရှောက်ရင်လည်းသူအတွေးတစ်ခုပေါ်တယ်ဒီမှာလူတွေကမွေတွေပါတယ်အချောင်းပြောတော့သူကစိတ်ကမွေတွေပါတယ်အချောင်းဆိုသတိထားပြီးသွားတယ်တဲ့သွားပြီးတော့ကြာမှသူအပြာမှာကြတော့နည်းနည်းစိတ်ကချောက်သွားပြီလို့ဆိုတော့မွေအချောင်းမစင်းစားမိတော့ เออดีเจ้าหน้าตอรอเลนีลาได้เฉยมาโหมามีชุ่นนี่เนาะมีโกฤตฤตัวมีโกหลั้นฉิไล่ได้ไอ้เฉยมาตะดิเอาหลอกมาท้าไม่อยู่ทีเนี่ยมีโกหลั้นฉิบรอได้แต่ว่าเสร็จช่องเนี่ยเนาะพี่รออ้าวก็เปลี่ยนฉิไล่ได้ไอ้เฉยมาตูมวยโหเนเนเนาะไม่อย่างนี้นี่เนี่ยไม่เอาว่าสิล่ะสิเออเออแล้วข้ามมวยไม่ถูกไวเปอร์เลยฮัลโหล
No, I said in general, I said there are vipers here.
He's been walking through the forest. He said he didn't know there are snakes here. Through the grass. Yeah.
So,
okay, so what happened then?
Then, it was quite strong fear and feeling of threatened, like
alarm,
threatened to,
alarm,
threatening to self.
Alarm, a feeling of alarm.
Alarm, yeah. I mean, it was very fast because the snake immediately escaped and
ran away.
And then the mind mind immediately recognized what happened, and so I started to laugh at it. Shortly after
If the snake ran away, maybe not poisonous.
Yeah, it was not poisonous. Shortly after came the idea that there is never enough awareness to be satisfied with, because a little bit before I was thinking like, well, the awareness is pretty good, but then suddenly this happened and it showed the mind that it was not that aware as it thought it was.
Awareness
is never enough, but but we can have what we have. Okay.
But actually, after realizing this, the awareness got sharper, sort of during the rest of the walk, and the mind was again.
The dia portella, ne po the ritare.
Again, quite alert and mindful.
No, no, jaja shi.
Yeah. That's it.
Dabe.
Yesterday I had quite the whole day momentum, and I have some insight. I write it down, the whole process. On the beginning I saw suffering, every kind of suffering, and I was asking my wisdom, what is holding the suffering, because it's every time I start with suffering, looking on suffering. And the answer was, it's doubts. So I was watching doubts very carefully, very precisely. It was very sharp. My mindfulness was very sharp. And suddenly, everything appears. Slowly appears as a smoke. And behind this was something like mihotat. Exactly mihotat. Flickering reality, like flickering reality, and it comes to my mind, it's nothing is solid, nothing is solid, it's nothing there. It was quite horrible, but in the same time I was very curious what is behind this everything. And it's only, and the question again was, what is real? What is in this situation with this nothing? It's only imagination, everything. It's like a shadow in the cave. Platon was shadow in the cave. So the answer was it's only sadha, only what is real? It's sadha and compassion. These only two things. And Yeah, and then it's coming this wisdom I know before, but it was really strong. Nothing we can influence. Everything is how it is. Yeah, so it was something like respect in front of this před tím řádem, this of the order of the
of things of this law,
yeah,
this nature.
Yeah. And then I had something. I was very happy about my courage and curiosity, because I have this courage and curiosity facing these things. And I was very happy then. It was, my mind was quiet and happy, and I realized big compassion to my son, to my sister, and to everybody here, that the human being, to be human being, it's not easy. So it was so quite good experience, yeah. Mm.
To mane ya ashin shi le de ta chain ma tu chi ni la tu ho dukkha o chi ni le de pao dukkha lo pyo la ma ti u dukkha o chi ni ro tu tu a mye lo sa chi yin a lo be de a ra o tu chi ni ro di ha o dukkha o ba kain tha ra le lo tu chi le de a lo myo sa ka long thon na a ra tu chi ro we si kaisa le doubt we si kaisa dukkha o kain tha de na ro tu a ba chi le so ro tha pro ဒီဟာအနောက်မှာပါရှိနေလဲပေါ့လေအဲ့တော့အဲ့လိုမျိုးကြည့်တော့လေ तू အဲ့ဒါလေးတွေက तू flickering လို့ပြောတယ်မမြဲဘူးပေါ့ဖြတ်ဖြတ်ဖြတ်အဲ့တော့ तू ကဒီဘာမှ assign care မရှိဘူးနောက်တော့ तू ပါဆက်ပြောလဲဆိုတော့တကယ်တမ်းဘာမှမရှိဘူးပေါ့ကိုကဘာမှ influence လို့မရဘူးလို့ပြောတယ်ထိန်းချုပ်ထိန်းလို့မရဘူးပေါ့လို့
မရဘူး तू အကြောင်း तू ဘာမှနဲ့ तू ဖြစ်နေ
အဲ့သူဖြစ်တဲ့အတိုင်းလေးပဲပေါ့သူဒါကိုပြောင်းလဲလို့မရဘူးနောက်ပြီးတော့သူပါဆက်ပြောလဲဆိုတော့ဒီသူကသူဒီဟာကိုရင်ဆိုင်နိုင်တဲ့တတိရှိတာကိုသူချိန်တ်တယ်လို့ပြောတယ်အဲ့နောက်ပြီးတော့သူထပ်မေးတယ်ဒီအဲ့တော့ the power ပါလဲ reality ကပါလဲဆိုတော့သူစိတ်ကပြောတယ်တဲ့ဒတာနဲ့ကရုဏာပဲ
စပါဆိုင်လို့လေ
reality
တဘာဝ process လေ
the darn it reality ဘာလဲ the darn it ကရုဏာပဲ तू က reality လို့ပြောရဲ
ဟုတ်ပါဘူးအဲ့တော့နားမလည်ဘူးအဲ့နှစ်ခုတည်းမကပါဘူးစိတ်ကကရုဏာ reality ပဲ
so he doesn't quite understand why you think reality is only sadda and karuna because
I ask what is real
Reality
mind and matter is reality nama rupa is reality is paramatta so in fact everything is reality it is just covered by the concept
yes
so the concept is only hiding a reality it's not that reality is not there so everything is reality
yeah
သူကဘာမှမဟုတ်ဘူးဘာမှအစ်စ်မဟုတ်ဆိုတော့သူကပညာကိုတကယ်မဟုတ်တော့တောင်းပညာ
တော့မှပရမတ်ကရှိရှိအကြောင်းရှိလို့ဖြစ်ဖြစ်လာတဲ့သဘောတော့အနေနဲ့ရှိတယ
် and as a cause effect process it's really there that process is real for us here so that's the reality now bro now point to ဒီဟာကိုရင်ဆိုင်နိုင်တော့ဝန်တာလေဝန်တာလေ
ဆိုင်နိုင်တာမဟုတ်ပါဘူးကောဒါနားလည်ရမယ့်ကိစ္စပါရင်ဆိုင်တရားအမြဲတမ်းရင်ဆိုင်နေရတာဒုက္ခတော့ကိုအမြဲတမ်းတွေ့နေရတယ်နားလည်ရမှာနားလည်ရင်ဒီပုံမှာဟိုနားလည်နေလွတ်သွားတာပဲဖြစ်နေတာဖြစ်နေတာပဲနားမလည်ရင်တော့ခံစားနေရမှာနားလည်လွတ်နေတာပဲ
Yeah he says as you know you said that you are happy that you are able to face this that you have the courage and he said it's a matter of understanding because we are actually facing suffering all the time he says and whether we have the but when we understand it for what it is then we are free from the suffering
yeah
that's how you could put it yeah Yeah, Naburo.
Now we are seeing them. We are seeing them.
Yeah, and you are not facing it. Yeah, he said. Yeah.
You
are
not seeing it.
Yeah, nobody's there. Yeah. Naburo, tu wa ba pia lesero. Naburo tu say thema karuna re miyai pipro tu mitazu o dia luri o luri wa ma tu karuna say te.
Taro pite ma. Kiri da pani dari pite ma be thongsa.
And when there are less defilements, of course, the wholesome mind qualities like compassion and all can arise very easily. Yeah.
Today I lost my momentum because I spoke. And
Adine is a capiolo shame pia doare.
And
so where did you speak?
When I speak a little bit in the evening but not so much. And today afternoon we were in the walk. Today morning it was meditation quite normal. But now afternoon is my mind somehow stuck or something like this. It's not possible to move and to look, and it's stable and it's
yeah. Dinne leva phila mti utya thai sai ka kan ni de re ho belo kham lai amyo som jan lo mya bo chi
menu ja bo.
So not alert.
Awake alert.
Not alert, not agile.
Yeah. I push myself too much, and then I have bad concentration. And
Don't push.
And I think it's why, because I cannot speak enough mindfully. I'm immediately involved in the process.
It's a gapio into the ritualomi already. Yeah, so that's why you lose the momentum.
Yeah.
So he said, so learn to become skillful when you speak.
Yes.
So you must practice when you
speak.
Otherwise, we always lose the awareness and the samadhi when we speak.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a little bit mindful because today I was speaking with some lady and I was looking on her mustache.
Mustache?
Yeah.
And
At that time, I was mindful because I watched my mind. Oh, it's funny. She is mustache me too. So, and then...
Yeah,
then the critical mind is coming. Why she is not going to cosmetic to put it on? And then... And then, of course, I was not mindful enough, and I told her, "You have mustache."
That's not mindful; it's wisdom. You have mindful. You don't have.
And so, and I. So, and then I should cover it.
He says
your awareness is outside, not with you.
Yes, I should try again.
This is lesson. If we have too much talking, it will lose
mindfulness. Am I talking more? Awareness maintaining.
Yeah, but it's not because of the talking. No, it's because we don't have the skill to maintain awareness during talking.
Exactly.
Mindfulness gets more. Gains more momentum, which has been very interesting to see how much different things you can be aware of. For example, when I walk around the house in the early in the morning, that's what I have done every morning. Sight, sound, smells, and touching, and it was interesting to how small details can remember when I it's some like this these short straws, which I remember I saw 2 days ago when I walk around, and some piece of metal which I picked up and put away from the from the road, and or one hair at the stairs. It was there 3 days, and today
it's not that you are trying, and it's not that you are trying, the mind does it by itself.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it is.
Another interesting point has been that when the mind and body is relaxed and aware, then every object are somehow equal. When there is a craving and looking for an object, I can see how the mind are looking some always something more interesting, beautiful flowers or landscape and that kind of. But when it's a calm, everything is like equal. Everything is as interesting.
Yeah, the deep calm ni, akong lua dandu be, akong lua say wenzazia be, o loba loba roshin, the kuku apu calm ne, po say po la re, elumio pite re. Damn it, say ka nyei ni re, sorry, akong lua say wenzazia be.
Okay, nyanga akong say wenzazia.
So that's wisdom, yeah? Wisdom understands that things are all the same and all equally interesting, yeah. Wisdom, it's all interesting.
It was also interesting to see this morning, it was experience how fast mind could be. And see that it was very very common thing which happened. But the interesting for me was to see the process of what happened. When I was walking down the stairs to the kuti, I hear a sound, it's like a and I exactly some new bird, because I got some kind of idea what kind of birds they are. I can't know their names, but I have heard them many days or so. And very fast I started to, there was intention then to turn and look, but exactly almost same time, mind knows that it was window which was turning in the wind, because they are rusty, these angles, and it's like same days. But it's because normally it's like this when there is no awareness. It's when I hear sound, I start and look and what was that? Then, maybe later, but it's very fast.
Because
there was awareness that there is now wind and. Earlier, I heard how these windows are make a sound.
Say meow to pure pure. To a near, dinimana to a sound back or to a legacy and war. A sound I out a tant kujare. We so to a hitani to Romia, Bangay, Bangay, Tinere. A tanja light or seca, dinamajabu chia ounce of raw, say pitted.
ជីជិនណេះសိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်မជីသေးဘူးတဲ့မလှည့်သေးဘူးအဲ့ချိန်မှာတပြိုင်တည်းစိတ်ကပလို့အလုံးလုံးလေးမဟုတ်ဘူးတရားသူကြားဘူးတဲ့ဒါသူသိတယ်ပဒင်းပေါက်ကလေးဝင်လို့လေတိုးလိုအဲ့ဒီပဒင်းပေါက်အမြဲဖွင့်ပြီးအဲ့ဒါအယမ်းမြန်နေတယ်ဒါမှမဟုတ်ကုန်သိလိုက်တယ်
Yes, it happens, yeah, but it's like some kind of sanya. Awareness at the same time. Yes, that's right.
And also, I have done more of this eating meditation practice, as Saido asked to watch the body.
Yeah, and you see how. When the awareness has momentum, there's awareness and wisdom. Yeah. And because of that, he says, it doesn't matter how quickly, everything is seen very clearly, in an instant, but everything is understood for where it is. Yeah.
I've done this eating meditation and try to focus now more to my body, how I gray with my body also when I'm eating. And I try to focus a little bit more on somehow to ground myself before I eat, like put my foot firmly on the floor and
sign the cha tiny chit out by the cha cha tare. Yes. Preparing the mindfulness, yes.
Yes.
Siaro said preparing to eat. I said no.
And when I started to eat soup yesterday, and it was quite nice, but nothing so very delicious. It very healthy, but that what my mind doesn't like too much, so it was quite easy to be calm. But the I realized how my mind started to weigh the main dish because I saw it as that must be something very good.
Was it goulash yesterday?
And when I was taking first spoonful this main dish, I felt how my toes started to do like this, like waving. Some kind of tense coming.
Hey, goulash le sa sao. Tu che bia le re. Alo, alo, lo la re. Ne pa sa se ka tension we la. Yeah. Yeah. Happy.
Yeah. But some kind of tension games.
No.
Mind and body like very, the relationship very fast.
Yeah. Shimpia.
Yes. Okay.
Mind and body has relationships, yeah, does it?
Yeah.
He says when you see things like this very often, then it becomes very clear that it's just cause and effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are not running the show. It's just happening. Show,
And I continue eating, and I
did that
happened again. But then I tried to just focus for something else on sounds and how I chewing the food, and so the focus came off from the taste, and the food wasn't not so delicious anymore. And
atani warari po the richare re ayada ibe the di
mayu bene akong toyari akong kwe
ero seka dia you think salu kaun ne lo ma lo
ma lo da tu samu me ni tu sa ga the twa u ti ni da mya
because the mind is trying to be mindful rather than trying to eat.
Yes,
then it sees it more neutrally. Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's right.
Then I saw how the focus changed to the dessert. There was cake. Mind started to think of that next. And the toes are making waves again.
Flying with it.
But anyway, this process was very interesting, and I realized one thing, and when I eat more mindfully, because when we are talking about last time, that when I eat with craving, after that I want something more, something else than eating, but after that mind was very content.
Mm.
It didn't want anything more. That was enough.
Mm.
And it was ready to continue practice. No need to go to sleep or stuff like that.
Yeah. Karang so in loba ne saro tu pio pio ali sapi loba tu taku ya pi tu anatu kulo jen anatu. Tama di tukau the di tabi saro re sapi re chima se ka chena te ta sa jen ala ma pio
loba.
Now loba taku ma pio umma e chena ruba ma pio ato pos
loba yoga. Yeah, right.
Yes, freedom from greed.
Yeah.
And that was. Quite interesting to understand because
yes. Yep.
Good.
Okay, but that's enough. Thank you.
I had a similar experience with the snakes. I also heard that they are snakes, and Then I went down and I really was aware about them also with expectation. And snakes didn't appear, but appeared after later at a different spot where I didn't expect it.
Moi jaun cha mu ro tu a moi mye me so ra expectation ne lan shao ni de da mae moi ma mye u de ai chein ma na pro tu ma thin na chein ma ma moi ya paw la de
And then with expectation there was another thing today when the gong was I came down and I was waiting and it was very strange Then I realized I was expecting so much that there will be Jews, and there was no Jews. And at the moment, you know, it was like the world stands still. What is happening? And then I realized there was so much expectation.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it before, but when it happened, and then I needed some time to come out of it
to dine sun sa chang maung khaw taw tu sin la de de tu sin la raw ba phit ni le ma ti u le sait the ma naw pro yauk ti ji twei lai da sait ka juice shi ma lo thin bi raw saung ni da juice ma shi u a la mye lai taw a chi ma la bi raw yat twa de lo ba de akon lo
tu thin ne de tu a thin ne twa ni
tu di lo sait the ma myaw ni de so ra ma ti lai u le ti lai de a chi ma yat twa de de and nene cha ma tu pyan bro pom pom pyan phit twar de
and I had the insight I was watching maybe the day before yesterday I was lying down and I was watching the clouds and it was so interesting they were building up and on the right side as well and then they were coming together
merging
and then I was expecting and looking when they will touch it but it didn't happen. It dissolved before they were touching.
Mm.
And suddenly it came in my mind, you know, much ado about nothing, that in the world so much running around and so much building up things and actually nothing is happening. It just came in my mind.
Nothing is happening in what sense?
In the sense, you know, it dissolves or it's just nothing is happening actually.
Tu ani lo pyo re tu mne ya nyan ta khu phit de re tu hlae bi lo myat the ma hlae ni da apwa tain ni su ni da o tu chi ni de re ba ba ko nya ba ko tain ya su bro ka la de re tu a tain ba chein ma pu wa ma le lo saung chi na no ba တယ်နီကမပူအောင်လေသူကနီးကတ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာသူကပျောက်ပြောက်သွားတယ်ဟိုလေးပဲတိုက်လို့လားမသိဘူးဒီအဲ့တော့ဘယ်တော့မှမပူသွားဘူးတဲ့အဲ့ဒါကြီးနေရုတ်တရက်ကြီးသူကစဉ်းစားမိတယ်ဘဝအဲ့လိုပဲတဲ့ဟိုလူတွေကပစ္စည်းတွေဆုဆုနေတာဒါပေမဲ့ပစ္စည်းလို့တော့မပြောဘူးအဆုံဆုနေတယ်ပေါ့ဒါပေမဲ့နောက်ဆုံးဘာမှဖြစ်နေတာမဟုတ်ဘူးတပြည့်ဘာမှမဖြစ်ဘူးဆိုတော့ဘာကိုပြောတာလဲဆိုတော့ဘာမှဖြစ်နေတာမဟုတ်အကုန်လုံးကပျောက်ပြောက်သွားတာ Yeah, he says, nothing is happening. Other people keep taking it away. We keep collecting and it's all taken away. He says, don't look at the clouds. Look, know seeing, the nature of seeing. Okay.
But then I had another experience.
Only look at the clouds, yeah.
That is not looking at the clouds.
Yeah.
So
although you are looking at the clouds, what you should be trying to notice in being mindful is knowing that looking is happening. You are looking and seeing is happening. So these natures are happening.
Sick a focus lo tae nia ni de nia so yin ni de nia focus chi la de we de nia bla phit twa de nyet lo ain ya blo lo de sick a blo ayon sa ai ya li le ta
yeah when he used to look at clouds and trees he says he would switch he would look at the top of a tree then at the cloud top of a tree and look at a cloud and he said but he would be investigating seeing so he would notice how when you focus on, say, the tree, the sky blurs, or when he focuses on the sky, the trees blur, and the movement of the attention when he moves from looking at the tree to the clouds, the movement of attention, and even then he can feel the movement of the eyeballs and then the muscles in the eye, and, you know, the shift of focus when the eye moves, how the mind also moves with it. So knowing his own experience in doing this mundane action.
Yeah. But what is a meditative way to look at the movie? How does a meditator look at the movie?
Seeing and knowing how you feel as you watch.
But I had an experience when I was meditating, suddenly there was breathing in and breathing out very...
When was this?
Yesterday. And there was expansion, mm-hmm.
Contraction,
yes, contraction. Both. And it was so only that, you know, and silence at the same time.
Yeah.
And I could hear sound, and I also could feel tension on the knee, but the knee is not very, you know, I really could see the tension like it is not my tension or something like tension.
Mm, yes,
and
yes.
It was very huge. Mm. I was this.
Mania tu ato in a tu yotia chi di atashura pauna peina bo na bro o ti ni ra ho tu pyo atan cha la ma ti na bro tin na ta khu ne na ra da me tat tat phit ne de tin na o tu ti ne da me tu a tat tat phit ne de na bro chi la che a che phit ne de yep.
And otherwise, the mind is calm, and I feel quite often happiness, and I start more investigate. But first I thought investigation, it's like thinking, mm-hmm. but I found that it's really different. It's not thinking, and often no answers come, but it goes deeper. It's
to a investigation go to a sa me go myai me le lo tin na da me ma hou phu le to me go myai me la ma hou a phi le ya jin ma ya me da me to a po myin bo tu phit de le
da be a tika ya be
that's exactly
when za mo be me
da na he just wants that interest so that it can go deeper. Yes,
a phi ya bo ma hou bu
not to get an answer. Yeah, but to be able to see more. For more wakefulness and interest.
That's right.
So you've understood investigation. Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
The day before yesterday, I had this happy incident with this effortless awareness and anatta, and it made my mind very agitated for the whole day.
Yesterday?
The day before yesterday.
Oh, when you were born. Yeah.
But then after that, everything has gone by the book. So as it was described in the book, and then according to these instructions yesterday morning given by Sayadaw, means back to basics. And then I decided to make a long walk, about 4 hours, and to be aware of seeing, hearing, and walking, the rhythm of my steps, and these sensations in my muscles. And it actually went quite good. I could be aware most of the time. I didn't want to take any risk with being aware, aware of my mind. And so everything went that way quite well.
Stop. Hotunia tu pyora tu anata nana mien na li tu tezi to mama mi anya tu anata da bo tu nakha la tonga la tu
phit de oh to bawa dai phit
er er ai ri phit pro tu sait to ro lhou sha wa de le
oh
er naw nei cha ro tu a tu ko tu pyora de sao o dai me lou me ho english ma sao dai me so ra
sao ji dai
sao ji dai lou me
pa sao de
er er tu a basic ka ni sa me so bro tu lan twa shao de ho so get low shower bi le ho ani tha ma
pya ma ya
lo a lo yo yo le ba lo ma so lan twa shout de le nai ja de de a lo lan shout twa tu cha ra ti de mien na ti de kha za mu ti de phit tai ti de da mae tu sik ko twa bro ma sik ko sik na ma twa u de ba so tu risk ma yu jin lo tu pya phit ma chao lo la ma ti u da mae ho ti bo ba chu za de
ti
bo yes
right.
Okay
so
and then
well, this morning the mind was that clear
was
rather clear. And it happened that my alarm clock it had a false setting, so I woke up at 6 o'clock. I was half an hour late.
Oh, alarm ga le phun tha ra nau ja ro ma bro set lo lai ja 6 nai ma no le.
And so
gong le ma ja.
Yeah.
Huh? Gong le ma ja.
You didn't hear the gong at 5:30.
No, it's my living in Kuti.
Oh, Kuti Baba. Yeah,
you know, under back row.
Yeah.
And so it was rather interesting. I was quite aware at once of just my awareness, and then I had this unpleasant vedana.
Mm.
And it was then I was actually, I don't know who was looking, but there was a vedana, and then there was this guilt coming, but maybe there was nobody home. There was no I. It wasn't...
it wasn't you being guilty?
No. Uh-huh. Then it came to look, and there was nobody, no I to catch. Uh-huh. Then it went away.
Yeah.
But it happened very quickly.
Yeah.
It was like a flash.
Tu ba phit la tu ai chain ma la tu tu pyo de guilty sei phit de sei po la de tu nau ja lo le. Da mae.
Oh, nau ja.
Tu sa ne de chi lai de a chain ma de. Nga mho u de. Nga le phit ni la mho u. Sei ka le nga mho u so chin chin pyo wa de. Da mae khla le de.
Chu ka ne. Ti de chin ma nyan le win la de pi ba.
Mm. Ho tu ni ai nyan ne ne chi chi ma ma win tha ro. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. He says these wisdoms will keep coming in little by little, and yeah, he said let them do that, let them come. Yeah.
And the same happened to me with fear. It was just remembering one difficult social situation which came into mind.
Yeah.
And I was seeing the fear coming, but. Yeah. If there wasn't not any I, then went away.
Now to cap it, to a tweet a coup polar, I do a car answer in chowte to Lumu Yima, to Kuku, Sozo Wawa Pita, to the Pianta Dia Chima. I damn it to a chill like the Chima, Nam Ho, the shoot to Pia Wamia. Yes, so that's gathering insights, yeah, that's how we do it little by little. He says this is called retail. Retail sales, gathering yeah, money through retail sale. Yeah, not wholesale yet, retail.
Wholesale,
yeah, little by little, yes, gathering little bits of wisdom, yes.
And then I started to reflect. I was in the meditation hall, this anatta, and this strong link between the language and just this I. And every time when there is in a sentence.
There is a sentence.
In sentence, when there is just the word I or me or something,
yeah.
The I, it comes very concrete. Mm.
Uh-huh.
But then when there is not, then it gets smaller or it fades totally. And this led me just to a little bit think about it. Is it really
very helpful when there is a phrase in anatta meditation, not me, not mine, not me, not mine.
It's not helpful because of the word use of the word use me and mine.
ยาไม่ต้องเนาะตัดสิทธิ์ไม่ต้องเนาะอย่ามาตัวเปล่าเลยตัวไอ้ไม่ใช่อยู่สรแล้วอย่างเงี้ยผิดๆนี่တော့ไอ้เฉยมาตัวบ่มีแล้วสรวาจาตะคู่จ้าไล่เตไอ้เนี่ยมางาลูกสกะลงป่าเลยสวยอย่างถิ่นชะเลยโหคอนกรีตโหลเว้ยเนี่ยงาลูกสกะลงไม่ต้องเนี่ยวาจาสวยชิชิ้นตัวเปล่าว่ะเลยไอ้เนี่ย
Not me, not mine, Sura. Na tete mi pyora de kena tu o tei pro ma pyo ze u re. Anatta de bo ma po ze u bo.
Yes.
You're right.
Nga me si u sura nga te sin za ni ya.
Yeah, because to say there's no me, you have to think of a me to say no me. Yeah.
Nature so alaga pyo ra ma bo. Nature so alaga pyo ra ma
bo. That's why he prefers to use the word nature. Yeah, it's better not to reference something that does is not there.
Yeah, but then it was
it's like amlo na le le du a sakal lo tong lo shin yi na le la le du a nga lo tait tong lo me tong chin naw tu a use mind lo ba tong
na
da mo blue la no blue la na 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 wo dan sa tong
he says it starts to happen when people have a lot of insights that it's not that is just nature or it's anatta and so on, that when they speak, they stop speaking of the experience as my experience. They start saying, the mind did this or there was something. You know, they start speaking like that because that's what they actually see and experience, yeah, and understand. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
how dare.
Thank you.
Yeah,
got it. This is a communication
Although we need to use the words to communicate sometimes, but the wisdom begins to understand that it's completely something separate. At some point in this world, we do need to use the words. But without the wisdom, without that understanding, the understanding of anatta, he says, when we use the word I or me or whatever, he says, we are fully invested. Yeah, very strong grasping to the idea that I'm experiencing something.
I angry, so angry at chi.
Yeah, so if we think we want, it gets very big. If we think I don't like or I'm angry, you know, it gets very strong effect on the mind. Yeah, everything we say reflects the ideas that we hold. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I modulate my sitting and change the into more going.
Sorry?
Walking?
So you reduce your sitting and you walk more?
Yes.
Okay.
I went over 2 hours every day and the heat goes down.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. And I had the same Erlebnis. Experience like you and you with the heat in the stomach. Mm-hmm. I laid in my bed in the afternoon and here was very heat in the stomach area. And after this, something
opened up.
Something inside riss.
Opened up.
Yeah, opened up. Okay. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
That's that to open.
Yes. Yes.
That heat going off.
Yes. Maybe. That's
make imagination better.
about this. And another point, maybe a question. I heard it from both of you. We have 3 things that happens.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Mm-hmm.
And in former times, it gave experience. I read a book. It was a book,
mm-hmm.
me, and during the reading, someone read. Maybe an
institution?
Maybe an institution inside me, it felt.
like.
Sorry,
so
I completely because, didn't get yes, what you're trying to say. The three things, what are they?
In Deutsch?
Oh, okay.
Try again. One,
yeah,
two
du, 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 du,
es
bada
war, Sie haben darüber gesprochen, dass es drei Dinge gibt.
Ja.
Drei Dinge. Und ich wusste, habe nicht verstanden, was Sie mit den drei Dingen meinten. Kannst du es erstmal sagen?
Ja, he was asking about the three parts about this knowing process, the knower and the object.
Yes.
And, oh. the third knower who kind of sees the knowing.
Yes.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, oh, okay, yes, okay, understand. Okay. Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
Vor vielen, vielen Jahren.
For a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Und da habe ich ein Buch gelesen.
She was reading a book.
Yes.
Es war das Buch und ich.
There was a book.
Yes.
And she, the reader of the book.
Yes.
And suddenly, and plötzlich, war eine Institution in mir.
Yeah, suddenly there was a kind of institution in her.
Yeah.
And diese Institution hat gelesen.
Which was reading instead of her.
Very, very quick, ganz schnell.
Very fast.
Yeah. And very, very clear.
Very clear.
Right.
And I thought, oh,
she's
wow.
Saying intuition, is she? No, institution.
No, it's kind of, a different person.
Right, okay, I understand. Okay.
A different person, a different being who was kind of reading very fast and very clear instead of her.
Something took over. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay.
And parallel?
Parallel?
Während ich das erlebte, parallel?
During this experience?
Dachte ich, oh, geil.
Oh, interesting.
Right, another mind sort of said, oh, interesting.
Yeah, and she was her question is quite, how could you, or does this experience kind of, does this make any sense in terms of this knowing, knower object or
right,
not?
Okay.
Richtig?
Nee, Mutter, boah.
Mama, du war die Tisia, ne, Tira, ne, Tira, Opian, Tira, O. Tua longgan na neka re ta kha tu sao phan ni de pha sao shi de na bro tu wa phan ni de
phan ni la
ma ho phan ta la yottiya chi de tu wa tu ma ho taw u phit twar de de di phan ni de ta khu khu wa phan ni de ai ha yi ya te cha myan myan la phan nai ne chi chi la phan nai ne na bro ho tu ma ho taw lo be no na bro sait ta khu wa byo sait win sa sia yi de tu a lo be a la di tisia ne tira ne tira o pyan tira ne parallel or dilo sasamushi la
bro ne ne sait alou lou da myin na ba
yeah he said he would say that what she saw was the mind doing its own work so suddenly the mind took over and started doing the reading what it's skillful at by itself and she the what we think of as me is not in the picture at that time
thank you
okay
I had a kind of strange experience yesterday morning, which during my sitting meditation, like kind of growing. I thought my body is kind of growing, becoming bigger.
You had your eyes closed.
Yeah.
This happens easily when our eyes are closed, when there's good samadhi and the mind thinks a thought. It can feel very real. Because samadhi magnifies
experience.
Because generally, when with our eyes closed, we know our body through sensations.
Yeah.
And then when the samadhi is a bit higher than normal, he says then if the mind even like tries to interpret the sensations and then it thinks something about it, so if it thinks, oh, it feels a little bigger than usual, then immediately, because of samadhi, strong samadhi, it will feel very real.
Okay.
It will feel very real. And if you open your eyes at that time, you would feel the reality. But because of the closed eyes, then the mind believes what samadhi is exaggerating or creating.
So it's a kind of storytelling, internal storytelling.
Yes, but because of samadhi, it feels very real.
And regarding my, regarding the...
Well, strong samadhi.
Regarding the different sense organs, they become more sharp. So, for example, usually I don't smell very well. I have really
sense.
Now, in this process, really, I really could smell very, very yeah, intense. Sometimes was kind of annoying.
He said that's normal.
It's normal.
Then he says you need to remember the right view and remind yourself this is nature.
It was not that annoying, but it kind of, because if you're not used
it's intense,
to have this intense smell in your nose, it's kind of
sense organic.
It's the clarifying of the sense basis. So that's how it's experienced.
And so I have this kind of feeling, or no, not feeling, it's kind of experience that the knowing and the sense organs kind of disconnect. Do you know what I mean? So not disconnect.
The knowing is separate from the sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Except one. I couldn't get any kind of, not disconnection. I couldn't get this kind of same process with thought and knowing. So I still feel a very, very strong link between thinking and knowing.
Yeah.
And I think the reason, because I always thought in my practice, to subdue thinking, not to think, which to some extent worked very well. I really could sit for a long time without almost no thinking.
Clearly,
And so it might be a little bit difficult to get back from this practice to a practice of knowing the thoughts which are kind of appearing. And maybe Sayad or not need know some kind of practice or some advice for this problem.
O di ayo nga ba o ro elo tata si ti lo ya re da mai ti da ne atwe o ro ma phit bu re tu a number tu a pyan sin sa chi de re di ha hwa chaung la ma ti bu re tu a blo khom le a yin no a tu a tamatha lout do tu a atwe ri o phi tha re li phi tha ro ho atwe ri ne taim ma set san tha ro atwe o elo tata lo ti lo ma ya u ba ma ti ya de u a ro u sin a chan nya shi la de. Yes. So the practice is to recognize thinking every time.
Okay.
So acknowledge, recognize thinking every time objectively. And then, so you can alternate between knowing, thinking, mind and the other sense doors, the physical sense doors, knowing, thinking, mind and the other sense doors. Then you become familiar with objectively knowing, thinking, mind, just like you objectively know the senses.
Yeah.
And then you will see that there's a separate nature. Yeah. The physical is much easier to get this distinction because it's more tangible. Yeah, the body sense bases are more tangible, whereas the mind sense door is quite intangible. So it needs a little practice, that's all.
And subduing the thoughts is not the right way in Vipassana.
No, atweo pira vipassana ma not the right way. Yeah, not the right way.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
And because it's still quite, it's not so late, so I'm still curious about this getting a hot stomach. What is the kind of what is the reason behind that? Because it was in three persons here. Hopefully not.
He says the body is made of elements, right? One of the elements is heat.
Yeah.
And so the fire element, they call it. So it's reflected as heat or temperature, heat or cold. And everybody has a different constitution. Yeah. Some people will have that more. Some people will have other things more. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Okay. He says maybe the blood was gathering in the abdomen.
Yeah.
Nobody's just, he's just making a guess. It's not, nothing scientific.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.